Gucci wallet, and I cannot leave without you. I bet you taste that $1,000. I bet you get that from your mama. Girl, I'm not the one to play with. A month, I just started.
Okay.
Because, yo, I have a question for you guys, I mean. So a couple of weeks ago, Young Thug changed his name to, like, Sex, which I ain't calling no grown man Sex, but that's beside the point. He said he's not going to be putting out no music until for a year or something like that because he wants to pay homage to his deaf brother or his deaf friend. So, you know, my mind's all over the place. So I just heard that situation and I automatically thought, yo, would I rather have a deaf girl or a blind girl if I had to choose?
Here's the thing. So, women are deaf and blind already. Selective hearing, selective seeing.
So when I was in my head with that, it was like the actual, like, we get it. There's a selective hearing and all.
Are
that
you
stuff.
Born?
What?
Are you born blind or born deaf?
Yes.
So the born blind or born deaf?
So I want to go around the room and I want your takes on it.
That's tough.
As much as I don't even want to answer the question.
Why wouldn't you want to answer the question? It's a what would you rather?
Disability, because it's not like something that I'm like, I walk into conversations that I don't want to have, right?
Yeah.
But
yes,
but I'd rather be deaf.
Why?
Because I want her to be able to see things, see me, and know who I am for me and stuff like that.
Okay.
I feel like with deaf, I can learn to interact and communicate with her.
Okay.
But if she is blind, like, how do I I don't understand what I'm learning to do. So like, I feel like you're actually helping her along the way. I kind of don't want to be the person that's helping someone to find where they're going and stuff like that. I am sure blind people have a lot of ways to get around.
Yeah.
But if there's like a part of me that has to help you to get around, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't be a caretaker for somebody.
What are you saying, Adrian?
Nah, I mean, that's all selfish as fuck. But because y'all sound like you don't want to help them out because this disability.
Much.
But
we're in a position where we're asking a question.
I hear you, but I can still comment. No, would you sensitive or something?
Yeah,
you all up in your feelings?
Yeah, DJ.
Stop. Damn. DJ, Effie.
Nah, I agree with him. I'd rather them be deaf because, you know, like...
Fucking cocksucker!
After he got it, you're
a shit!
I'm like, shit.
You're a piece of shit. That's all you ever know.
Reason being is because, yo, I think sign language would be dope.
Okay.
I think sign language would be dope. Learning sign language, I think that'd be dope. And, you know, like...
Okay,
I'm a Scorpio, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm gonna take his answer.
I'm a Scorpio, that's all I'm gonna say.
He's stinging people in.
Nah. That bedtime needs to be lit.
Okay.
So much because she can't see, she can't get
me. I don't feel like it'd be as lit.
So
how do you know?
Okay, but how do you.
I feel like
I want my girl to say some shit in bed, so if she can't say nothing in bed,
sign it.
That's nah, but there's some deaf people that can, like.
They can talk.
They can word, they can mouth stuff.
And. I don't really essentially need you to say some shit. I need some shit done.
What they say, yo.
Like, I want y'all to be.
It's good that you're outside of the camera today, sir. Yo, he's on some shit.
Like.
I'm trying to figure out, y'all cool with that?
Like.
No, but they some of them, they can talk.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's not much.
No, I'm talking about Edgy because he's like doing some,
you know,
issue
like
over there.
Severities.
Like to me, I want y'all to, you know, see what the work that I'm about to put on. Like,
but why can't they just feel it?
Nah, yo.
Wait, say the others. They say the other sex.
Who has their eyes open having sex?
The others. You don't have your eyes.
Wait,
open,
you close your eyes.
Hold on.
Close your eyes.
Let me.
What?
If y'all have
no, yeah, there's times my eyes are open, but majority of
times
I'm feeling it.
So hold on. If you're clapping that from the back, you're saying that you never made your.
That's different. I mean, doing a dance. You know?
The individual never wanted to see it. Yo, that's why people have
a girl. Why she looking back at it?
Look back at it. Look back at it. Look back at it.
Smash her head into the pillow and smash it.
There's a song. There's literally a song. Look back at it.
Nah, you get a proper arc.
Bro, yeah.
A proper arc, you can look back.
A proper arc, you can look back.
It's hard.
No.
I never said it easy. No. I've definitely seen it look back. Secondly.
So what, you have to be like this?
Yes, exactly. Like that.
Fucking side.
Secondly,
am I wrong?
Secondly, you've never seen freaky individuals with mirrors all around their room.
I don't have the motherfucking mirrors all around my room.
Listen,
I where are you mirrors. Having sex?
Shit. Yo, he sounds like he has a next dungeon in his house. Got mirrors everywhere.
We don't know about your room. Come to a sex cafe.
I get mirrors all around my bed before.
You're so narcissistic. Holy shit!
So wait,
how you know it was for me though? How you know it was for me though?
It was for you.
Bro,
you want to see yourself putting
the
work.
So wait, you just walk around your house collecting the mirrors?
Bro, it's really easy to get mirrors. Don't act like it's expensive to go get mirrors. Go to Walmart, dog.
So wait, you went to Walmart to buy mirrors so you could
watch yourself? I had a lot of fun.
Okay.
And I learned about myself and I enjoyed it.
Alright.
No problem?
No problem. Look at all those.
Right, grown ass man, bro.
That was dope.
As all you right. said, what happens in your bedroom happens in your bedroom.
100%, yo.
Yo, he did say he had the handcuffs on deck. He said all them things. That
I've said I got handcuffed before.
That's wild.
Alright, yo, Dylan, it's your turn to ask questions because your boy over there.
Yo, y'all, I didn't expect y'all to just focus on sex. Like, I thought it was like a full out relationship.
I did go with a relationship.
I
was the one that brought it to sex.
I'm a Scorpio, like I said.
What I said was, I don't want to be walked around the person.
Okay, yeah.
And that's why I called him selfish, huh?
Yeah, no, he did.
I'm selfish. You don't want to talk about sex. You walk around the person.
They get to see it too.
So y'all, you care about the person looking at your dumb ass.
No, they get to see it too. What do you mean that's their?
To be honest, I thought Adrian was gonna say blind because the way he keeps certain things, I think he would have preferred. I think he would have preferred that they could not see how things were kept.
Bro, what you insinuating?
Oh. That's what you gotta say, homie.
Yeah.
What you saying, homie?
I've had this conversation before. I would never live with you. I'm pretty sure I've told you this.
I heard you.
So, you heard me say that? Yeah, I've definitely said that. So, I thought that you would have preferred blind just in that aspect.
So you're saying the man thinks he's that dutty. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying the man thinks about himself?
Let me say this, yo.
Self-awareness is great.
Anyone that has come to my house for first time, yo, that shit comes real clean, real quick.
Yo, why do you do that? So you say you don't care about us?
Y'all ain't guests anymore, alright? Y'all ain't guests anymore. Ask this dude, yo. This guy was living with me. And the man said, yo, just you cleaning like someone's coming over.
What's up?
I ain't gonna say no more.
Oh, okay. Right? Got you. That was
bad. Hey, yo, bro, I used to live there, dog. Like, I never went home. Like, ever. When I first got hired at
Rona?
Never, ever. I was living at this guy's house every flipping day until I moved out to the first base apartment, then I moved with Shantan.
Family man Sham, before you was a family man.
Ah, yo, can you guys answer your own question?
Oh, okay.
My question,
you're not avoiding it.
I wasn't avoiding it. Oh. I was just acknowledging
Shab, my assumptions.
The same one.
You said the
so
same
we're one. All choosing death?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not walking around helping someone.
Because the reason why I choose death is because I feel that if you're deaf, you wouldn't want to argue as much. And if you're doing the sign language, I don't have to look in your direction. And I can't hear you. So
life's good.
Life's good, right?
So you're going to have a pot thrown at your head.
They're just stuck in different ways, bro.
Yo. But I'm just saying, if I choose that, I don't want to hear the argument right now. I can just not look at you, and the argument's done. All right? Yeah. So that's kind of how I was looking at it. That's why I would choose that.
Yeah, I mean, at least we all have different reasons.
One leg or one arm?
Wait, let's sham go and let's get to that.
He answered it.
I answered it.
But there was no reason behind it.
Nothing more to add to it.
I mean, like, how? What do you mean?
It's
like
the same response. Like, I don't want to feel like I have to take care of somebody. Like, I don't want...
Well, we have kids. I got to take care of you and the kids.
Yeah, like, I can't...
You can't work in the environment.
What if your girl's like Daredevil and they can do shit like by themselves blind?
That's dope.
Then you don't have to help them.
However, this is real life, not Daredevil. Just to put it out there,
alright. All right. Like, is it like
one leg god?
Like, it's completely gone.
One arm god.
It's completely.
Is it like half gone, or completely gone, or is like a quarter gone?
Yes.
Half the legs gone, or half the arms gone.
The legs,
bro. I'm cool with the arm being gone.
I'm not. I don't know.
Cause yo, my other thing is like, what I'm like, okay, I got in there, like, I like to like put both legs over your head, hold it to spread them.
You don't want to break it like the dude with the sex doll that time.
I gotta spread them.
Okay.
Like, I got one leg here, one leg here, so hold on to like pushing it back, so, you know.
Okay.
Like, I'd be afraid to like push on the prosthetic, or like if it's only like one.
So
leg,
they got a prosthetic.
Also, it's solely sex again.
Yeah, but I think most people, I don't know, when I watched Grey's Anatomy, she took off her
bra. Oh, I thought he was about to say some shit.
But like, yeah, so like, I'm okay with like just one hand feeling me when we're getting it in. But like, I don't know, like, nah, you gotta have both legs. So
I don't know, yo. I think it's equal, because yo.
Here we go. Some shit about him.
I need her to be able to walk and get groceries.
It goes back to,
you know, I didn't have two hands to cook properly.
No, it goes back to my bedtime fun, yo. Okay, bro. Okay. Like, I need all of that. I don't know, yo.
So that's not the question. So.
I know. I'm debating. Okay. It's like, yo, bro, you need to hang on. Like,
yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yo, it sounds like he's doing. It sounds like he's just lit.
Like a fucking jungle gym.
It sounds like he has a couple sex tapes, and if his phone gets hacked, it's a wrap. Like,
bro, if it's that lit, bro, you might as well become Rock and Shade.
Yo,
no.
I didn't know Rock and Shade. There are a couple that have sex everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was, to be honest.
You born, bro.
Bro, I'm just saying, like, I don't like limitations.
Okay, so while you think on that.
No, that was my answer.
That you don't want to choose anything?
Yeah.
That wasn't an answer.
Oh my gosh.
So I'll go and you can think on that.
Stupid.
So, I would want her to have half a leg. Because technology is so great, the prosthetic will look dope as fuck. She'll have perfectly descending toes. No, none of that bullshit with the middle toe longer than the big toe. None of that fuck shit. It would be good.
Wow.
What?
Man, yeah.
So I'm just saying, they'll make that good. You know what I mean? Why are you looking at me like that, bro?
But they don't have toes. Haven't you seen the like prosthetics? Was like just like a curve?
Nah, they got some new prosthetics that they got the full foot.
So what if she just wants the curve?
That wasn't your question. That wasn't it.
So basically, she got.
So she got a dope prosthetic.
You have to choose her prosthetics for her.
I would hope she chooses it for herself and chooses the right one.
You know, that
was the right one.
I'm gonna say arms.
Oh, I don't want to see no flipping just a Hulk. I want to see like a prosthetic leg, like with the foot.
Don't they have the arms though, like the hand?
No, but I'm getting to that. Oh. I'm getting to that. So I want them to, you know, I want her to have like the prosthetic with a nice foot. Yeah, but I want it to look real. You know what I'm saying? And I'm cool with that. But
ain't
the hands...
Ain't
what if
you
got
real.
That lip? It's okay?
Ain't
that's
gonna,
fine.
Ain't gonna look real.
I can deal with that.
I'll let you know. Ain't gonna look real.
You'll let me know?
I'm letting you know right now. It's
she
not gonna
pants,
look real.
She wears always look real.
Yeah.
You never know.
Why don't,
I know, I like nice
hands
legs.
And shoes.
I mean, I feel nice.
So,
nice
like, what... I, like, two hands? The two hands I'm looking at, like... I feel like the two hands are necessary. Like... I don't know, like, maybe I want her to rub my head while doing some other shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I want her to, like, mix it
so
up.
So,
what
if her, like, robotic hands, they can't rub you?
That's weird, yo.
Why is that weird, yo?
I don't want a robotic hand, like, what if it's too hard, yo? I don't...
Too cold?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like...
So, you could choose the leg, but you can't choose the arm.
Because I'm not... What is the foot doing to me? I don't want the foot to do nothing to me. You know, like, I want her hands to be full functioning. That means she can still drive. She can still... Like,
whoa,
if you're looking at the
foot... Whoa, she can still drive if she didn't have...
All right, relax, politically correct. Andrew.
I'm just saying.
No, he's true. He's right. There are people that have no arms that use their feet to drive.
There's a guy when I used to do Meals on Wheels. His license plate said the hook. He literally had hooks for hands and he drove.
Well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about my future woman if that happens.
Yeah, but the hypothetical that, like, is what we're talking about. Shit.
We doing. You could come true.
Yeah, we have a question for you. Yeah?
Wait, I'm not done. Yeah. So I wanted to have the two hands
on TV.
Yo, oh my gosh.
So I want
the two hands to, you know, do everything that, you know, not to say that if they had one hand they couldn't do all the regular stuff. Besides that politically correct shit, I just, you know, I want the touch. I want that touch, you know what I'm saying? Like that lifelike touch.
I
feel like the prosthetic's not doing
that. Nah, they have feelings. Like, I feel like skin.
No, I don't want that. I don't want none of that.
Fucking shit.
I don't want none of that. But yo, did you figure out what you want?
Yeah. I'd rather the prosthetic arm still.
Prosthetic.
What he said. because, yo, like I said, the bedtime things.
So is your life only sex? So what's gonna happen, like, when you all go outside and y'all, like,
bro,
do regular shit?
Your girl's like, you're not getting a poo-poo.
Yeah.
That's
like,
not happening.
Okay, go ask many people over 40 if that shit will slow down once they get married.
Why?
My dog, you're running the podcast and you're washing your hands, my G? Are you guys gonna call my beer noise, my guy?
Yo, you guys never took... Yo, bro, chill.
You came instead of my on TV.
Yo, I'm not used to these luxuries. Y'all moving my ass upstairs. Yo, just you guys are done. I'm not used to some journalist life. Yo, bro, you guys just.
This man, yo, turn the pipe on loud, dog. You put it all the way, like.
Yo, I'm some superstar.
Yo, man, put it on full blast, like.
I said, iTunes and all that, yo.
And listen.
I said, the pipe on loud, yo.
But yeah, so like that relationship is purely sex. Like you don't give
a fuck
about nothing else. Like she don't gotta do shit but fuck you.
Nah.
Is that what you're telling
us? No.
You sound like a hoe.
Shut up. Nah. I'm thinking about the overall. But
where you haven't said nothing
about overall. Said shit about overall shit.
All your shit's been focused on sex.
Because the reason why I say I'm thinking about overall is because in terms of having a prosthetic arm, right, you're going to be able to grab or pick up an item at the store, or drive, or do anything like that.
You can't pick up a dick?
No. I don't know if they can, but whatever. That's not a question that played in my mind. But yeah, I think with a prosthetic arm, you'll still be able to, you'll still have full range, you'll still be fully functioning and everything, like you will be fine.
Okay.
But in terms of a prosthetic leg, I think the same thing, but when I think about the only difference is like, when I would notice a difference, it's your bedtime things.
So you want her foot to what?
Bro.
Wrap around them.
Okay.
They already said, yo, I don't want no cool piece of metal wrap around me. I don't want no hold up no two piece of leg and, you know, one's a piece of metal. I want some.
Okay.
I don't know. I went in more in detail. But when I spread the two legs.
Mm.
If she didn't have like a full leg, it'd be weird to put her in bakas. Because she might not stay up.
That's why I asked if it was half or
full. Yeah, she toppled over. Stop, I'm done. I'm actually done with this conversation.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yo, what?
I'm not dabbling into this one. There's certain topics I'm not touching with poles. This is one of them. I'm touching no disability topics with no poles.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
I said, you asked that at the start, like, what's the limit? This is a limit for me. I'm not touching.
All right, fine. I respect that. It's trash, but I respect it. At least Andrew tried.
I'm sticking to
it. Andrew tried.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not touching that. All right,
cool. What, fuck, yo? Anything else that's not disability related?
Ain't nothing off topic for me still.
Not me either, yo. Like,
it is what it is, yeah. Yo. You know what? That's why I started reading Charlemagne, yo.
Yo, Charlemagne's the nigga, you know what I'm saying? You better hail me up, my nigga.
He be saying the realest, yo. Sometimes you just gotta say what comes to your mind and let it be known. I'm tired of this so-called pussyfooting around topics. Nah, I ain't gonna say
PC. It's not about pussy, but I think some topics there's just no need to touch. Like,
yeah.
There's times like you, it's
like brought what?
Up, it's kind of like, why? Like, what's the point of having the discussion? I can't like think of anything like, off the top of my mind right now, but like, even as Shamar, like, he does, like, there's a certain line that he doesn't cross, right? Because it's kind of like, why? Like, there's just sometimes like, what's the need? Like, sometimes you have a conversation about a topic, and there's actually no reason to have the conversation.
So, okay, all right, thinking of it like this. What if you actually met a gorgeous, gorgeous woman? She, her personality's on point, but you find out that she's deaf.
You date her.
But she, you only knew she was, you didn't even know she was deaf because she's so good at reading lips.
If it's something
didn't
that
even
you
know.
Wanted, then you date her.
Okay.
And then you learn how to communicate with her.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of started to realize that, you know, pussyfooting around conversations or not wanting to bring up conversations because someone's feelings might get hurt.
That's
what
it is.
Or it's a sensitive topic. I think it's actually more detrimental than actually talking about it.
Now, is it more detrimental?
Because when you talk about it, at least, you know, you pit that out in the open. When you don't talk about it,
hold on,
let me just say it. When you don't talk about it, literally, you're just running on assumptions.
But it's the way that people talk about things.
And I hear you.
Like,
hear
some people are, like, they speak on a topic that they know nothing about, and they only deliver, like, the negative, like, context, right? And they only speak about, like, the negativity that comes with it. They don't actually talk about the positivity that comes with it and, like, some of the struggles and barriers that these people go through. It's, like, sometimes, like, obviously, like, I touched the disability topic because, like, it was, like, whatever to me.
Yeah.
I mean, for that moment. But it's kind of, like, when you do talk about people with disabilities, sometimes people make some jokes, but it's, like, wait. People with disability do have jobs. People with disability do these certain things. Like,
okay.
They'll say some negative shit. It's like you actually don't know these things. So it's kind of like, why did you say that? They're ignorant to the fact.
Okay.
I hear you, but without
and
that.
And I think there's a lot of topics like that.
I hear you, but without that conversation, you wouldn't be able to educate me on my ignorance.
So like when
I didn't say, yeah. Like, oh, I think this, that, right? You would never know. You just run with an assumption that I thought this.
Perfect example.
So to me, it's like, yo, have the conversation. Yo, don't just stop being in your feelings.
Yeah, but as I said, it's just the way you have the conversation.
I had a perfect example. But the perfect example that I had, I like, in terms of the two hands that I mentioned, driving, whatever the case is, and you quickly said, yo, that's not true. People could drive with their feet, all that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. Well, the point is, it came up in the conversation because I might not have known, but you guys have know, so y'all brought it up. It's a point of the conversation. But I understand what you're saying. There's certain topics. Like, for me, the topics I stay away from is the LGBTQ community. That's what I don't touch.
Whoa. I'll talk about the LGBTQ.
No. That's something
I know for a fact that I do. I stay away from, like, LGBTQ.
I stay away from that topic.
LGBTQ.
Yes,
yeah.
My apologies.
I stay away from that topic because I don't want... At the end of the day, that... If you get reckless with it, that's a hate crime. And I'm not about that. Like, I leave that up.
What's a hate crime, though? Like, just because I'm talking about...
I don't care. Like,
and that, too.
Do whatever you want to
see.
I don't care.
Well, I didn't say that to have the conversation.
I feel like that I don't care mentality comes from... I don't really want to be involved because I don't really want people
see, but
to...
There's a difference.
Hold on, hold on. Okay. I don't want people to label me left or right or whatever
no,
it is.
For me, that's not it. I legitimately do not care. Like, if you're homosexual, that's good for you. How's that affecting my life? If you want to transition between a man and a woman, how's that affecting my life?
100%.
I personally don't care. It's okay. Literally not affecting me.
Just don't transition your age. That's some fuck shit. But...
But then there's the people who, like, they say they don't care... But if they see a gay man or whatever,
you'll never see me do
yeah.
that.
No, I'm not going
yeah,
to say that.
Exactly
that. But like, I'm just saying that there are actual people like that. Like, so it's kind of like there's a difference between not caring and then just being ignorant to the fact and then being an asshole.
Yes.
So like when people touch certain topics, they know about it. They know about LGBTQ. So it's kind of fine. You can have the conversation. But like, they're just naturally rude about it, just in general, and that's just their perspective.
I hear you, and that's why I say I respect all humans, and I'm pretty vocal about this, but I don't think that we should have the right to choose our sex. But there is an individual, I forgot what show it was on, where he said he would not date a transgender individual. Genuine. Yeah, right? If you never had that conversation with the individual about the LGBTQ community, she might be, or he might be a transgender, and you never had that conversation. So then you then went against something that you personally believed in. So to me, it's like, if you're willing to, I don't believe a conversation be off limits because it might hurt your feelings. I think any conversation should be able to be had as long as you're be you should, as long as you're able to be respectful with it.
That's the problem. That's what we're getting.
Yeah, that's what he said that earlier.
But you guys. Yeah, 100%. If someone's not respectful, you need to put a stop to it right then and say, hey, listen, you're going too far with this situation. You need to bring it back to a respectful level. Yeah. And I completely understand that. Yo, if I'm being too disrespectful to something, 100% stop me. Go ahead, put that pump them brakes and tell me, yo, you're getting out of line. Let me know, right? And then I'll try my best to pull it back. And if you don't want to continue the conversation, you don't want to continue the conversation. But if I don't express my ideals, my thoughts, my opinions, right, it'll never be out there, and then you'll never really truly. That's just like how covert racism still continues.
Mm.
Right, no one's gonna go out there and express their opinions, their thoughts, and you'll never be able to say, "Hey, listen, that's not true. Not all black people do this. Not all Indian people do this. Not all white people do this."
I guess the way I look at it is like I have my own thoughts, my own opinions on things, but not everything that I have a thought or opinion on like needs to be said.
And I feel like that's because people are afraid, or you're afraid of society's judgment on your thought.
I just actually don't think everything needs to be said. Like, it's okay for me to see something and move on and not say nothing, whether or not someone's gonna feel a certain way or care what I say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to speak on it. Like, I'm okay to be like, fuck it, just move on with my life. Like, yeah, there's definitely topics like I hear, I'm like, oh, I'll chime in.
Yeah,
but there's times like, I'm bro, you go to work, like, you interact with people on an everyday basis. Like, there's times you hear shit and you just don't chime in. It's not like every single, like, there are people out there, it's like no matter what, like they have to chime in. Like, there's things like you don't actually have to say shit, just move on. That's just how I look at it. And that has nothing to do with protecting nobody's feelings. That's just not gonna fuck and not needing to say something when it's not needed to be said. Your opinion doesn't always matter.
True. For me, I look at the setting I'm in. Like, if it's work, like my coworkers, They're older women, great ladies, but now I've been there for about 2 months now, and they have some wild conversations, and I just stay out of them because they have some reckless conversations, and it's interesting hearing how certain people view certain things, and if I'm saying it's wild because I know I say some wild shit, and they have some wild conversations, so I don't partake in it. But like when I would demand them, for the most part, everything's off limits, except for the LGBT community.
Everything's not off limits, you mean?
Nothing's off limits.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Y'all know what I'm saying.
Like, y'all both wrong.
Yeah.
What kind of saved you next?
I guess I feel like the government or our society has put a label on what is off limits.
Mm.
And to me, it bothers me because it's like, when we start pinning what's off limits, you then kind of corner people or put people in a box to say, okay, we're not going to speak about this because we don't want to get in trouble with whether it's the law, whether it's someone's feelings, whether whatever it is. You don't want to see the repercussions, so you'd rather not touch that conversation with a 10-foot pole. And I really dislike that
whole thing. Obviously, like there's a status quo, but like sometimes when you challenge the status quo or you speak against the status quo, you have to have some damn facts, right? And like a lot of people don't have facts that challenge
facts
the status quo. Or like an opinion that actually matters. Like,
how are facts found though? You question the subject. That's how scientists find things. You know, they question the existence of something and they research on it. So I don't understand something, I literally question it.
Okay, basically what I'm trying to say is when people have actual conversation about certain things, it's very anecdotal, right? It's just their opinion. It has nothing to do with the reality of it. It's just kind of like, this is how I feel, but like forget your feelings. Like it doesn't necessarily matter. Like, this is the truth of the matter, but you have a thought or an opinion. Your opinion doesn't always matter. That's all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Sometimes your opinion does not matter. It's your personal opinion. Who cares about your personal opinion to a population or a marginalized group?
Mm.
I think everybody's opinion should count.
I disagree with that. Because I only disagree with that because
sometimes opinions don't count for shit.
Amen.
So, I'll put that up.
If that's what you feel, I feel like his opinion should count for something. He is an individual, he is a human, and he's gone through things that I haven't gone through.
Hitler's opinion don't count for shit.
Again, Man, if I start saying this shit, y'all gonna start saying that I defended Hitler.
No, it's okay to speak. I'm just saying, like,
he's already defended Hitler.
I have not defended Hitler. Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
and
it doesn't mean it matters. It doesn't mean that it's.
Then why are we citizens, man? That doesn't even make sense to me.
No, like you're right to have your opinion, but it doesn't.
You just said that I'm not right to have an opinion.
No,
not everybody.
No,
that's a contradiction.
Everyone is allowed to have their opinion, but it doesn't necessarily mean that your opinion is correct.
I never said your opinion should be correct, but everybody should be entitled to voice their opinion and not be crucified because they don't know.
But
yeah, but then you're gonna have like this like world
opinionated people. It's just that you agree with the 90% or the 99% or the 1%. It's just that's what it is. To me, if we're not allowing people to voice their opinions, we're not really educating people. We're really just creating a society in an illusion that goes along with society's opinion.
We've allowed people to have their opinion and voice their opinion, and we've seen shit happen. They spread propaganda, shit that was incorrect.
So, because one bad situation happened.
It's not just one. There's multiple situations that happened over time.
100%.
People have their own
slavery.
100%. 100%. I'm not gonna say that we're a perfect society, but I'm not gonna go ahead and say that because we have made faults in the past doesn't mean that we should disregard human opinions. That to me, that's just
like, I know, but if something has been deemed like wrong, why are you gonna have an opinion? Like, how are you gonna have?
Okay, let's like say like KKK should still have an opinion. Fuck them.
The KKK does have an opinion.
They do,
and
but it's not.
And it's disregarded. Right.
Yeah,
it's disregarded.
By most of people in society, it is disregarded.
It's not disregarded in most.
We don't know society. If it's most, to be honest.
100%, and that's the situation that I'm saying. Because it does not agree with, let me say,
the
front of society's norm. They're not allowed to vocally put out their opinion.
Hold on.
But if we had allowed that everybody's opinion mattered, right? Mm-hmm. They could vocally put out their opinion, and we can then address their opinion and say, hey, this is not true. This is false. This is facts. This is false, whatever it is. And then we could start educating and then start to see eye to eye.
Their opinions came with actions of burning black.
100%. I'm not gonna say that this is not a.
So I'm just saying that is the opinion that people like.
All growth comes with a cost.
No.
All growth comes with a cost.
There's no growth within KKK.
All growth comes with a cost.
Okay.
Because the KKK.
There's no growth within KKK. The same shit.
I think
the same shit they're doing back in the 1800s, the 60s, etc. is the same shit they're doing now.
And I think what Adrian's trying to say is if you don't have that conversation, like with Martin Luther King. His main point is to have everybody just get along. And if those individuals aren't saying whatever they're saying and people aren't there to combat what they're saying, maybe nobody changes. But maybe if that dialogue happens, maybe you might change two or three.
Okay,
you don't know.
His dialogue was a reaction to what?
The hate that he was receiving.
Okay.
But because of that
based
hate.
Of what they were saying and doing.
I know
if that hate
but
never
that,
existed.
Well, that their opinion and how they
and
acted
they,
was
we've
wrong.
Changed so many people's minds on that.
Yeah.
Because of Martin Luther King speaking his opinion and speaking his thoughts, we've changed so much. And that's why I said...
What has changed from then till now?
You got rights.
Yeah, we got a podcast.
Yeah, that's funny. What else has changed from then till now?
How much more opinions have been spoken... From then till now.
It's about we're fighting. We're all.
We're not.
We're
the
fighting.
KKK is very silent. We barely know.
It is not.
We know the KKK existed. How many KKK members do you know?
How are they silent?
Even when KKK was around, I didn't know who was KKK or not.
The KKK was very prevalent before.
Yeah, they were prevalent, but
they
wore sheets.
Yeah, but
nobody knew who they were.
You don't know who they are.
There were members of the KKK that would wear their patch in broad daylight.
They do that now.
Now they don't even, but yeah, they do that now. But now that they are a bad society, even Trump, as you guys all know, right, did not want the KKK support.
Yeah.
He didn't want to show what? That. He didn't want to show it, but he did have the support.
He took the support, but he did not want to have it.
He also lied and said he didn't know who the KKK was.
Yes.
Exactly. He's denying it. He's denying it because society's front is that KKK is bad. I'm not saying that KKK is good. Let me just say that. Right? I'm not saying KKK is good. But what I'm trying to say is that because we have put out there saying that, listen, society's norm is left, this, that, that. Are you good?
Bro, I didn't do nothing.
Because we put out there that society's norm is this, that, that. Anyone that speaks against society's norm is, we already labeled them that they're stupid, they're outcasts, they're wrong. And to me, that's not how growth happens. We need to hear them so that we can educate them and heal their pleas, their basis of what their assumptions are. You can't correct something if you don't know the wrong behavior.
No, but I hear what Adrian's saying.
On what topic?
Yeah. Like you have to.
And that's the thing.
It applies to understand.
If we're using the base of this conversation or the platform of this conversation is KKK. So we know what the KKK stands on.
That wasn't the base of the conversation.
What does the KKK stand for? What does the KKK clan stand for? What is their principle?
White supremacy.
What is white supremacy to the KKK?
Only whites.
Wrong. What is white supremacy to the KKK?
That only the Aryan nation, the Aryan race, deserves to be here.
Yeah.
Everyone else is inferior, essentially.
They believe that if you are white, right? If you are not Catholic, if you do not follow a strict regime of Catholicism, you are not part of that regime. They're against you.
An Aryan race, essentially. So like superior.
No, because I don't know. Maybe Aryan, but Aryan, from my knowledge, Aryan race is blue eyes and blonde hair.
Superior whites.
Aryan race is blue eyes and blonde hair. That does not mean you're Catholic. You could be blue eyes and blonde hair and be Hindu. You see what I mean? Like, it's not just your race. It is your religion and what you actually do. Aryans.
KKK has been watered down since time has progressed to allow and accept.
But I hear you. But what I'm essentially saying is if we don't hear their voice, we cannot educate them on what is wrong. Like, I think I was listening to The Breakfast Club, actually, where it was a UK comedian. He went around to racial tension zones or racial groups. Right? And he did a lot of comedic shows, but he spent time with that.
Yeah, there's a show on CNN.
Yeah, he spent time with the KKK, and he actually spent time with different KKK members. And some of them aren't actually KKK, they don't align with the KKK principles, right? But if society doesn't come out and hear their voice, obviously, you found a group that kind of resembles your voice, you don't want to be alone, so obviously you're going to join up. So to me, in my mind, in my perspective, it's like if we're not here to listen to people's voice, we'll never change. We'll never grow. There'll always be racism. There'll always be anti-Semitism. Is it
anti-Semitism? Yeah.
We'll always have groups or individuals or cliques that are against society because we are not including them in society's voice.
So, no, I hear what you're saying, and I hear what Andrew's saying. The base of the conversation is of Adrian's argument was everybody should have a voice, and then I don't know how we turned to focusing on the KKK, because that's the extreme, which I understand where Andrew's coming from. But at the end of the day, yes, if the dialogue doesn't happen, nothing will change. You can't change something if the dialogue isn't there. In the base of it all, not talking about KKK.
Dialogues are had. Conversations have
been. You can't change everything with the snap of a finger. It takes time.
Gotta approach that table, man.
Multiple conversations have been happening.
I mean, slavery was how long does slavery last?
Over 100 years.
So you can't expect it to just change in 50 years. Like you can't expect it.
Okay, but then that kind of boils down to the fact that some people's opinions actually then doesn't matter, because if you have the dialogue and you consistently have the dialogue, yet they still have this like mindset that, yo, this is still appropriate, this is still something that we want to do, then you'll always just be having a dialogue. But when you suffocate them and you say your opinion actually doesn't matter, and society moves on from that perspective, that's actually making an actual change.
And that's when you create you create undercover agents. Because now I realize, oh, you're not going to listen to me. So I'm going to undercoverly, I'm going to make sure that you don't know what I'm about. I'm going to rise to power, and when I rise to power, I'm not going to name no names, then I'll come out with my opinions.
The way I look at it, is...
You make that seem pretty easy.
But I'm not making that seem pretty easy, but there are certain individuals that are in power right now that are doing that exact same thing right now. I ain't going to name no names.
At the end of the day, I look at it like pressure burst pipes. So if you are just putting them in a box and... Not letting them say shit, over time, it's going to keep going, and then they're going to lash out.
But they do. Like, there's a consistency of them, like, lash out. There's a consistency of people having rallies. There's a consistency of people, like, popping up and, like, you know, trying to present this negative narrative, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it lasts forever, because, like, how society has grown and the voice that society has now, the norms that it carries, they always seem to stem that out, and they nip it in the bud. It pops up again. But the same thing like terrorists. It's like, okay, saying, all right, fine, terrorists should have a voice, let them have their voice and do as they please. But like, you don't do anything about it. Every time something happens, yeah, you do something about it. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to pop up and happen again, but you don't make it seem like it's the norm and it's okay. That's all I'm saying.
Let's wrap up this question. So, for all the black rallies that happened, the Black Lives rally that happened, that we're trying to speak our voice, right? We're trying to speak our voice. We're trying to make our voice be heard, right? Even though it may not agree to the 99%, our opinions, do their opinions not matter? Because they don't agree with the 99%? Or they don't align with the 99%?
What are these numbers that you're throwing out? What 99%?
It's a term really used to say that the society, so society's general view is that all lives matter, in the sense that we are all humans, we are all important, right? I understand Black Lives Matters movement, where black lives are in jeopardy, where we don't feel like we're valued the same as another individual's or another race's lives. We're not saying their lives don't matter, right? But because you are saying that, you know, everybody's opinions don't matter, right? It's really about the general public. That applies to them too.
I can say, yeah, that does apply to them too. And there are going to be people that shuts them out. But at the same time, it's like, what are they
fighting for? All you're clicking is just like, man, looks up.
But what are they fighting for? They're fighting because of like certain injustice in society.
But why should we hear them? Why should they hear them? They don't agree with the 99. Essentially, what I'm saying is, I believe the Black Lives Matter protests and marches are just and right, and we are just trying to raise awareness about injustice that happened around the country, right? And I believe that opinion is just.
Not everybody hears them. It's the same thing.
Not everybody hears them.
The KKK.
And essentially, that's why I'm saying this conversation.
People actually don't believe that their opinions matter, but they still fight for it. Same thing with not everyone believes that. Or aliens, that their opinions matter, but they still fight for it.
Yes,
however, there's a certain group of society that still tries to fight for what's right.
Which I hear you, which is why I'm pointing this out, because while they're trying to put their voices out there, if the dialogue is not met at the other side of the table, if the government doesn't recognize that opinion, that dialogue, their protests will continue going on. They'll stay silent. The
government don't recognize shit.
So they should just stay silent then.
They should still have their voice. They should still fight for it. That's all.
So then you need to recognize the government's importance of recognizing everybody's opinions. That's what essentially what I'm getting at. You need to recognize, the government needs to recognize, everybody should have opinions, and everybody should say, you know, I should recognize this dialogue and come to the table and meet them.
I guess. That's all I can say is I guess.
So, can we wrap up? Because we are definitely talking in circles right now.
Yeah. I'm saying yes.
But I get both sides of the story here. But yeah, we go wrap that up, man.
My eyes dripping water.
It's Food Licking a Podcast. Peace.